No, it wasn't good.
Roy, let's talk about the formats and the schedule. You've been a part of it, what it was like as it was transitioning. Are we playing too much cricket? Are we not settling guys down? Are we picking too many different teams? Is there not enough guys just playing roles and trying to be different things? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, quick snapshot of it all. When I was playing, we were asking to play if we could play less, playing too much. And blokes aren't doing enough time domestically, you know, getting used to the grind, scoring their runs, bowling lots of overs and all this sort of thing. There's way too many people, in my opinion, being picked at a mediocre level and being thrust into the international scene, and they're up against the best batting and bowling in the world, and they're wondering why they're not succeeding. In my opinion, they need to do what a Mike Hussey did, what a Michael Kasparovic did. Hard time, like just get the numbers on the board. Matty Hayden, bingo, perfect example. Mm. So when these blokes actually went to play for their country, my God, they were hungry. The world's changing. Animals are different now. The people are different. Mm. These kids are different. So someone needs to work out a way to sort of tap into their minds, I suppose.
Roy, what about the selectors? And surely these kids who get rushed through, and we've got one here in South Australia at the moment, Lloyd Pope, everyone's calling him the next morning because on debut he takes a heap of wickets and then he sort of flatlines and everyone goes, oh, he's no good. Well, this young man shouldn't really be in a conversation for another 2 or 3 years, except for the part that selectors are keeping an eye on him and maybe sending Shane Warne his way from time to time for a bit more learning of his craft. So surely the selectors...
What that does is automatically intimidates the poor kid because he's thinking, what should I be?
Mm. Yeah.
The poor kid's probably not even taken 20 first-class wickets.
Not at all.
No.
Let alone 5 in an innings. Mm. So they're barking way up the wrong tree. This poor kid, he's hiding to nothing. And, you know, he hasn't done anything yet. Keep him under the radar.
Yep.
But don't go and tell everyone that this kid, he could be the next Shane Warne, because there won't be another Shane Warne.
Good call.
What are we talking about? There won't be another one.
It was rare. Roy, can you tell the family here in Adelaide that you and Matty Hayden, your best mate, love fishing? Now, there's a story going around that you two had the swim back in. Mm. 3-4 Ks, there were sharks everywhere. What the hell happened out there?
Right. So we'd been over on North Stradbroke for a few days. Yep. And so we go fishing. And the sand moves there constantly. So you're looking at your GPS and you weave your way out through this bar, which is a tricky one. You kink and your dog leg, and the sand had moved a bit. And I was at the helm, shall we say?
Yeah.
And a set wave stood up in front of us, and a decision had to be made. Right. They were going to break on the boat. So momentum is everything, as we know. Yep. So I got the boat moving forward.
Yep.
And the first wave, the nose of the boat busted through the first wave as it was breaking on us. Second wave fills us up and pushes us side on. Third wave hits the boat.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We're in. We're gone. Both sideways and we're in the water. Right. Jumped in the water.
Yeah.
As we jumped in the water, I noticed Haydos grabbed something off the dash and as he went in.
Ooh.
So we come to the top, we saw a bit of foam and that, and I thought, shit, that's not ideal, but everyone all right? Yep.
Yep.
We're all good. Haydos just starts swimming for the beach. He's off. Good, very good swimmer. Strong swimmer,
yep.
Hayden. So he's off. And I'm left there with Trent Butler, mate of ours. From the local sort of tackle shop in the fishing industry sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not the fittest bloke in the world, and he's in shock.
Yep.
He's in shock.
And so I whistle at Haydos, and he pulls up and he turns around and said, no, you're going to have to come back. We might have to do this together sort of thing.
Yeah, yep, right.
So he came back. Mm. We start sort of heading towards the beach, but what you need to realise is the 5-knot current taking us away from where we want to go to.
Oh, no.
And so we got Trent a bit shell-shocked.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to nurse him in. Long story short, we get to a point and Trent sort of just, he's doing dog paddle and he's sort of doing a bit of swimming and he's letting him pull up for a break, get his breath back, and we go again. Anyway, as he sort of goes again this one time, Haydos sort of leans behind him and he's looking at me. He's going, how about, you've got to picture this, close your eyes.
Yeah.
I'd knock him out and then we drag him in. And Haydos, he's been to university.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, this is shark feeding time. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, North Stradbroke, pilchards and that everywhere, schools. And I'm thinking, that has got to be the dumbest thing he's ever said to me.
From a scholar.
A blood nose.
Yeah.
Sharks in the water, bait fish.
Oh.
So I said, no, mate, that's not a very good idea. We've just got to hang in there with him and just get him over to the beach.
Yeah, at least suffocate him, Roy.
Yeah. So we get we nearly get to the beach, right? We're probably a couple hundred metres, and there's a big sandbar there. And my feet hit the bottom, and I stood up, and I was neck deep in water. And I said to Trent, I said, mate, you can stand up and get a proper breather if you want. And he tried to stand up, and he just went straight to the bottom. Anyway, I said, mate, he had the biggest pair of board shorts on you've ever seen. You know those big okanuis that used to get knees to go over your knees and halfway down your shin? Yeah. I said, mate, why don't you rip them off? That'll make it a lot easier for you. He goes, mate, no chance. My missus gave me those for Christmas. I'm surrounded by idiots.
You are at this point, yeah.
Sammy's going to be naked. Jesus.
He wouldn't take his shorts off, but we'd get him through that break and over the shore break and onto the beach, and he just collapsed in a heap on the sand, this bloke. I look over the Haydos, and there's nothing wrong with him. He could have done that another 10 times. Yeah. Yeah. And he reaches into his togs, and he rips out his sunglasses and puts them on. That's what he grabbed off the dashboard when we left the boat.
He grabbed his sunglasses.
Aren't you supposed to leave all personal belongings and just get out?
That's right.
Aren't you worried about your fellow fishermen?
Yep.
So he's grabbed the sunnies, put them down the togs and took off swimming.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we lost all our gear and everything. Oh, it was a disaster.